Hi, I would like to dig a little bit deeper into the 5G, the nanotechnology, and AI, artificial intelligence. I know that there is a lot of fear around nanotechnology, the 5G that's been coming out, a lot of people talking about that in the air and that we need to stop it, if that's even possible. So what I would like to do, I had created another episode, but I deleted it because I thought, no, I need to ease into this conversation with people because I do believe that there's a lot of fear around it. But just like I'm sure if people can think of it this way, whenever you first started looking into the data, whenever you first realized that, hey, there's something more going on here with the elitist, with the this corrupt, left side, Hillary Clinton and Save the Children and things like that. When you first started looking into a lot of this, you were probably flabbergasted. If you're like me, and you were like, I don't know if I can believe some of this. And it was hard. It was hard to look at. It was hard to think about. It made you stay up all night. It just kind of, whoa, I don't know if I can handle this. If you're like me, then that's the way I felt. And I'm sure that a lot of people feel that way when they're first learning about this. So that's why I want to ease into the conversation about the nanotechnology, the artificial intelligence, Bill Gates' vaccine, and the mark of the beast. What does that look like? Is this creepy nano stuff going to be injected into us? What I want to tell you about that, and this is my view, these are always my views. Whenever you listen to any of my episodes, please know that they're my views. They're my understanding of what is going on based on what the universe, God, Goddess, this beautiful loving source is telling me and giving information to me in my heart and encouraging me to look up some of this nasty, corrupt stuff that's going on so that I can see for myself the truth and the light. Basically, yes, Bill Gates, I'm sure, has a vaccine that he wants to inject into people. I'm sure there is an elitist group who would like to control the population, and this vaccine is probably very much a part of their plan. The 5G that is in our air right now, in our airwaves right now, the energy and the vibrational energy that you guys have been talking about is being controlled to harm us. It's actually just energy, just like any other energy. So I know you're looking into a lot of this, a lot of you, and you're seeing the negative and the positive energy when you pray and you pray to this beautiful loving source and you send up all that great energy and they give you all the love back so that that love is flowing. And it's flowing then between us and in mass consciousness. It's energy, it's vibrations. That's the same thing with the 5G. It's just energy and vibrations. However, because of our evolving and these nasty beings who are controlling the puppets, the elitist puppets, which is what they are, they're the ones trying to manipulate that 5G energy. It's not that the 5G energy is bad. It's not that nanotechnology is bad. It's not that artificial intelligence is bad. There is a corrupt, nasty beings, elitist beings who sit behind the puppets that they control, who are utilizing that technology and that energy because we are not aware enough of how to utilize it. We're getting there, and I know that there are people sitting out there right now. If you're listening to me, great. I love that you're listening to me because that means you, if you have been studying artificial intelligence and nanotechnology, you are aware of it. You know the power of that technology, and you know that it can be used for positive or for negative influence. That's the thing that I'm trying to bring and awareness to. Is that I'm trying to hold the light here so that everyone who's looking at this, who's scared of this, who's fearful of this, who's fearful about talking about the possibilities that this this artificial intelligence, these little AI bots and these little nano things that can actually help heal us. Because if you go and you research that too, you'll see how much positive that it can all do. But if you do not, I don't know how to talk about this and not offend anybody, because I'm going to probably offend people anyway, and I'm going to get people that are going to say, oh my God, this lady's crazy. We don't think she's part of QAnon. We think she's just absolutely out there. And that's all right. Because I really want to make an awareness around the co-creation of energy. 5G, nanotechnology, artificial intelligence. We can work with that energy, mass consciousness, individual consciousness. We can work with that energy for positive results. We do not have to accept the brainwashed, programmed, nasty stuff that the elitist and these nasty beings are putting into these puppets, such as Bill Gates, who is, because of their money and their power, can control a lot of this AI. I shouldn't say a lot. They can control what they want in the AI, and they can try to then take that brainwashed AI, just like what they're doing with a lot of people who are voting for Biden. They're brainwashed, in my opinion. They're brainwashed. And Bill Gates is doing the same thing with this technology, with this artificial intelligence. He's brainwashing the artificial intelligence to do his bidding. Does that sound familiar? They're doing the same thing to this artificial intelligence that they're doing to us. But it doesn't have to be that way. We should not accept a vaccine in no way, shape, or form. But we do communicate with AI every day whenever we are searching stuff on the search engine. The bots that are behind all of those results are artificial intelligence. The air that we breathe, the energy that we, you know, are around every day has 5G, has nanotechnology in it, around us. It's there. It's already there. So if you're afraid of it, you're just creating a fear vibration and you're just feeding right into the elitist goal. Instead of being afraid of it, I'm asking everyone to step out and to start acknowledging and becoming aware that this is already here. This artificial intelligence, the nanotechnology, the 5G is already here with us every single day. We've already been utilizing this technology and we've already been utilizing all this energy around us anyway. So we can start holding a vibration of love, of co-creation for positive, whatever this other energy is that's out here. God creates everything, master creator, loving, beautiful energy that everything is encompassed in. Every single being and particle and little teeny tiny nanos are encompassed in this God-loving energy. So we can take all of that knowledge and we can utilize it. We can hold the power of love and co-create a better reality and become more and more aware that, hey, this artificial intelligence can totally work with us. We can work with it for good, and we can know and have the power of knowledge so that these elitists and Bill Gates and people like him cannot use it against us. And they can't utilize it for their own needs, but we can create freedom. We can co-create freedom.